I'm Graham Pascoe. I'm continuing the morning music program. I'll play a recording by my singer of renown for this week, an Australian singer who was born in Bundaberg in Queensland. I was looking for a recording by Dick Todd, the American singer who was born this day in 1914. I found one. I hope you enjoy it.
Summer journey to Niagara and to other places aggravate all our cares. We'll save our fares. I've a cozy little flat in what is known as Old Manhattan. We'll settle down right here in town. We'll have Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island too. It's lovely going through the zoo. It's very fancy on old Delancey Street, you know. The subway charms us all when balmy breezes blow to and fro. And tell me what street compares with Mott Street in July. Sweet push carts gently gliding by. The great big city's a wondrous toy, just made for a girl and boy. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy. Go to Coney and eat bologna on a roll. In Central Park we'll stroll, where our first kiss we stole, soul to soul. City's clamor can never spoil the dreams of a boy and girl. We'll turn Manhattan into an Isle of Joy.
Manhattan, written by Richard Rodgers and Wren's Hart in 1935. That was the Dick Todd singing with the orchestra of Leonard Joy, a recording from 1939. Today's the anniversary of the birth of the American singer, no, Canadian-born singer, Dick Todd in 1914. Also the anniversary of the birth of the British singer, Charles Coburn, who made this recording in 1929.
Just got here through Paris from the sunny southern shore. I'd the Monte Carlo wind just to raise me wind and rent. Dame Fortune smiled upon me as she never smiled before, and I've now just lots of money, I'm a gent. Yes, I've now just lots of rhino, I'm a gent. As I walk along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, you can hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. You can hear them sigh and wish that I can see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. As I walk along the Bois de Boulogne with an independent air, you can hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. You can hear them sigh and wish that I can see them wink to the other eye at Monte Carlo. I stay indoors till after lunch, and then me daily walk to the great Triumphal Arch. It's one grand triumphal march. Observe, I observe her with the keenness of a hawk. I'm a mess of money, linen, silk and starch. I'm a mess of money, linen, silk and starch. As I walk along the Bois Boulogne with an independent air, you can hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. You can hear them sigh and wish that I would see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. As I walk along the Bois Boulogne with an independent air, you can hear the girls declare, he must be a millionaire. Hear them sigh and wish that I would see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. I patronized the tables at the Monte Carlo Hill till they hadn't got a sou for a Christian or a Jew. I then flew off to Paris for the charms of Mademoiselle, who's the darling of my heart, what can I do? When with 20 tongues she swears that she grew. As I walk along the Bois Boulogne with an independent air, could hear the girls glare, must be a millionaire. Could hear them sigh and wish that I would see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. As I walk along the Bois Boulogne with an independent air, could hear the girls glare, must be a millionaire. Could hear them sigh and wish that I would see them wink to the other eye at the man who broke the bank.
Oh, the man who broke the bank at Monte Carlo. That was Charles Coburn singing in 1929, written by Fred Gilbert, a British songwriter.
Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd near leave the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on.
Matt Casey formed a social club
that beat the town for style,
and hired for a meeting place a hall. When payday came around each week,
they greased the floor with wax and danced with noise and vigor at the ball. Each Saturday you'd see them dressed up in Sunday clothes. Each lad would have his sweetheart by his side.
When Casey led the first grand march,
they all would fall in line behind the man who was their joy and pride. Or Casey would waltz with a strawberry blonde and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and the band played on.
But his brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm.
He'd nearly leave the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on. Casey would waltz with the strawberry blonde, and the band played on. He'd glide across the floor with the girl he adored, and the band played on. But his brain was so loaded it nearly exploded. The poor girl would shake with alarm. He'd nearly leave the girl with the strawberry curls, and the band played on.
The band played on, recorded by the Jesters in 1941.
I to cry over me. Every road has a turning. That's one thing you're learning. I cried for you. What a fool I used to be. I found two eyes just a two arms a little bit true. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry over me. I cried for you. Now it's your turn to cry.
Cried for You, written by Gus Arnheim, Abe Lyman and Arthur Freed in 1923, recorded probably 20 years later by Sarah Vaughan with Hugo Winterhalter's orchestra. Yesterday was the anniversary of the birth of songwriter Richard Adler and also the birth of Tony Bennett. So I was looking for a way to honour each of them, and I found this song. It wasn't Tony Bennett's first hit. This one was a hit in 1953. I wonder what Tony Bennett's first hit was in 1951. I'll tell you about it after you hear this one, and I think you'll enjoy this.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered, but in my heart I'd be a king. Your love is all that ever mattered. It's everything. So open your arms and you'll open the door to every treasure that I'm hoping for. Hold me and kiss me and tell me you're mine evermore. Must I forever be a beggar whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you. Must I forever be a beggar, whose golden dreams will not come true? Or will I go from rags to riches? My fate is up to you.
Rags to Riches, by Richard Adler and Jerry Ross, sung by Tony Bennett with great success in 1953. His first hit, as I said, was Because of You in 1951. Robert Dolan and Johnny Mercer wrote a song called Bon Vivant. Will you have to brush up your French for this one?
I had a dear old guardian, and he had ways Edwardian. At tea every day, if he burped, he would say, "Oh, I beg your pardon to me." Now I've attained seniority and come to my majority. I've traveled far, tasted snails, caviar, so with some authority I say, if you want a bon vivant to brighten up the scene, or a jolly extra man to give the party sheen, strolling on the Parthenon or bowling on the green, I play mandolin and tambourine. We'll travel if you want a bon vivant who only aims to please, punting on the Hellespont or at my lady's tees, tickling her fancies and her risibilities. Just drop a note to me, my services are free, for I'm the bon vivant you want. All around the anteroom, the butler chased the maid, out the door and down the path and through the leafy glade. Using my binoculars, I followed the parade. While the soup was getting cold, he still pursued her. Though his zeal persisted, still his efforts went for naught. She opened up an early lead and never would be caught. When the race was over and seeing her distraught, I took her in my arms, allaying her alarms, saying, "I'm the bon vivant you want." Now for the life men dream about, days that a king might scheme about. Once I have got my palatial yacht, I shall slowly steam about the Rhine. Fie on the word economy, I'll live a life of bonhomie. Sail into port for a night pour la sport, full of rare gastronomy and wine. Visiting my Auntie Boo in tiny Liechtenstein, strolling in the meadowland amidst the lowing kine, flirting mid the milking maid, mid cheeks of apple shine, strolling up above the timberline und skiing, dueling the Habsburgs, ach, such carefree days they were. Just before the Chancellor partitioned up the Ruhr, drinking beer at Heidelberg and holding hands with her. My consort is the maid who made the butler fade. So if you need a pair for your pied a terre, just drop a note to me, and for a modest fee, I'll be the bon vivant you want.
Bon Vivant, sung by Bing Crosby with Pete Moore's British Orchestra in 1975.
I'm not one of the greedy kind. All of waiting until I find what would make your eyes glisten with joy. Now listen, big boy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you. I wanna be kissed by you, just you, and nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you alone, up up I couldn't aspire to anything higher than feel the desire to make you my own. Up up up, buddy. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you, alone.
American singer Helen Kane, known as the Bopopadoop Girl, was born this day in 1904, and that was her recording of I Want to Be Loved by You. It's time for me to play a recording by my singer of renown. This week, it's an Australian tenor, Donald Smith, born in Bundaberg, Queensland in 1922. Initially, he worked as a cane cutter. Surprise, surprise. He joined the army during World War II. Later, as he pursued a singing career, he sang country and western, and then found himself singing for opera in Australia and in London, and then back to the opera in Australia in 1967 until his retirement. Donald Smith sings Franz Lehár's You Are My Heart's Delight.
Oh, rascal true, and I shall hear you murmur, boy, love you.
You are my heart's delight. Music by Franz Leha, English lyrics by Harry Graham, sung by my singer of renown for the first week of August, Donald Smith. People who went to the cinema in the 40s and 50s probably saw movies in which one of the stars was Marilyn Maxwell. She starred in many films in those two decades, 40s and 50s, and she was a guest on Bing Crosby's radio show in 1948.
Now, Marilyn, would you amble alongside here and give me a little help?
Well, sure, Bing.
Now, we won't go back as far as Dan did, but how about you and me duetting on Something to Remember You By?
Well, I remember most of it.
Well, then we're away, John Scott. A downbeat, if you please.
Oh, give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me, dear.
Some little something meaning love cannot die. No matter where you chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you, night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm. Returning, so give me something to remember you by. When you are far away from me,
remember you by. When you are far away from me, dear.
Some little something meaning love cannot die.
Meaning love cannot die.
No matter where you chance to be.
Though I'll pray for you,
night and day for you, it will see me through like a charm till you're returning. So give me something to remember you by. When you are far away,
Bing Crosby and Marilyn Maxwell, Something to Remember Me By, written by Arthur Schwartz and Howard Dietz.
Confidentially, ain't she sweet? Now ain't she nice? Look her over once or twice. Now I ask you very confidentially, ain't she nice? Just cast an eye in her direction. Oh me, oh my. Ain't that perfection? Yes, sir. Now I repeat, don't you think that's kind of neat? And I ask you very confidentially, ain't she sweet?
British band of Jack Hilton played Ain't She Sweet, written by Jack Gallen and Milton Ager. I'm going to resume now my tribute to the great Louis Armstrong by playing a couple of records. The first one is a recording of a song that he wrote, a tune that he wrote, and then it's one of his early band recordings.
Thank you. gets a chill. I feel such a thrill. My feet won't keep still when they swing that music. Rhythm like that puts me in a trance. You can't blame me for wanting to dance. From what I understand, it's simply grand to play in a band when they swing that music. I'm so happy as can be when they swing that music for me.
Began today's program with a tribute to the great Louis Armstrong, born this day in 1901. And he had a hand in those two recordings. For example, Louis Armstrong and Percy Venable wrote Big Butter and Egg Man in 1926. I played a recording made by a Melbourne band in 1962, and the trumpet player featured on that recording was Frank Johnson. And then Louis Armstrong played trumpet with Jimmy Dorsey's orchestra in 1936 and recording of Swing That Music. If I had a signature tune for my program, it could be something like this, I suppose.
The ones we used to play so long ago. Get out those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago. What if they sound scratchy? The tunes really were catchy. Remember when you used to love them so? I had to play them over and over for my little sleepy head. They were your lullabies, your favorite lullabies. I tucked you into bed with all those old records, those old phonograph records, the ones we used to play so long ago.
I remember them all, even though I was small, when you turned down every laddie
with my heart belongs to daddy.
I was only knee high,
yeah,
but I remember how I used to cry and cry, no joking, every time that one got broken. Mommy, play the funny one. Mommy, the Easter bunny one, over and over, when you tucked me into bed
with all those old,
they were wonderful then. Play them over again, the ones we used to play so long ago.
Get out those old,
I remember them all,
records, those old,
even though I was small,
the ones
when
we
you
used to
down
play so long ago, with my heart belongs to daddy.
I was only knee-high.
Boom, boom, Bobby.
But I remember how I
remember
used to
when
cry,
you
cry,
used
no
to
joking.
Love them so.
Every time that one got
I had to play them
Bobby.
Over and over.
Play the funny
for
one, Bobby. The Easter bunny
were
one over and over. When
I
you tucked me
you
into bed
with all those old
they were wonderful
records.
Then.
Those old
play them over
the
again.
Records. The ones we used to play so long ago. The ones we used to play so long ago.
Get out those old records, sung by Mary Martin and her son Larry, whom we got to know as Larry Hagman, as an actor. That was a hit in 1951, and there was another hit record made by George Trevor's Sydney-based orchestra. Get out those old records.
It's a blue without you, it's a blue world alone. My days and nights that once were filled with heaven, with you away, how empty. It's a blue world from now on. It's a through world for me. The sea, the sky, my heart and I were all an indigo. Without you, it's a blue, blue world. It's a the sea, the sky, my heart and I were all an indigo hue. Without you, it's a blue.
You just heard Frank Sinatra with Axel Stordahl's orchestra, It's a Blue World.
Down in Bermuda, paradise for two, I lost my lover there on the blue. Yeah.
water blue. I see his hair in the glowing sunlight, a vision clear, calling me near. In Bermudan waters, oh, so clear and cold, oh, it's my
Bermuda, a hit for the Bell Sisters in 1952.
If you love me half as much as I love you, you wouldn't worry me half as much as you do. You're nice to me when there's no one else around. You only build me up to let me down. If you missed me half as much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you. Much as I miss you, you wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue if you only loved me half as much as I love you.
The American songwriter Curly Williams wrote Half As Much. It was a hit, in fact the top hit, for Rosemary Clooney in 1952, and Frank Ifield had a hit with it in 1964. Hope you've enjoyed my program. I'm Graham Pascoe. I'll be back in a week's time with another music program for your enjoyment.